Let's touch a little bit on the Navy. You went to Washington, D.C., to music school.
Navy School of Music, yeah.
And you must have impressed him there. Did you feel any prejudice there?
Oh, man. Oh, in the book. I wrote a chapter on racism saved my life.
And how did that happen?
Did I impress him? Let me go back. When I got to the Navy School of Music, music was not my first choice. I was going to Hospital Corpsman School. The Navy had, at that time, an incredible drum and bugle corps, March 100 strong. I think it was 100. Clifton Tipton, who lives down on Main Street right now, we grew up on Jasper together. Clifton was in the choir, and I'd watched him one day. When the corps marched down, everybody stopped. And just like the president, when everybody stopped. And I said, "Hey, look at Clifton." But you can't talk, you know, and he's yards away. But he found out I was in boot camp. So I was out washing my dungarees one night, crying, man, the Navy had wiped my mind out because, you know, they separate you from all realities, all the comforts that you know, and they just break you down and build you back up in the mode that they want you to be in. And I felt somebody tap me on the shoulder, and I turned around, it was Clifton. And I turned around, just started crying in his chest, and he said, "I'll get you in the Corps." I said, "Can you give me the Corps?" He said, "Yeah." So sure enough, he went back. My company commander, he wouldn't let me. So Clifton went to his company commander, who went to the base captain. Boom, they got me in the Corps. So I ended up getting in the Corps, and within, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, I became the chief auditioner. I basically auditioned all the drummers. So this Navy guy saw me playing and said, "Man, you need to be in the Navy School of Music." I said, "I'm going to Corpsman School." He said, "Washington, D.C. has 11 women to every man." I said, "Sign me up." So I go to Navy School of Music. There were 150 drummers. My name was 147, and I had to climb that high up. And that's when I really became a real musician, because I used to practice and study almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Didn't hang out, didn't do nothing. I just played in the band. So they decided to make this band a part of the U.S. Navy band. And they said, "This is the band. Washington, we're replacing you with somebody else." So they replaced me with a little white boy. When that happened, I went to the Pentagon to talk to the captain in charge of all the Navy music. And I never forget, he's from Little Rock, Arkansas. Very tall, raw-born man. He saw me when I came in. You got to stand at attention until they tell you to at ease. So he finally said, "At ease." He said, "What's your problem?" I said, "I was in that band." Inside of it was a swing band, too. I said, "I was in that band. They took me out and replaced me with somebody else." He said, "Boy, you go back and be the best sailor you can be. Be the best musician you can be, because if it left up to me, you'd still be shining my shoes and making my coffee." And the whole band got killed.
The whole band?
The whole band got killed.
How?
Eisenhower was president then, and he wanted to hear the dance band in Brazil. He sent for the band. The band was traveling. They were traveling all over. They sent a plane to pick them up, and the plane went down and killed the whole band.
Prejudice saved.
Mm-hmm. That's what I say. Racism saved my life, because I was in that band.
Weren't you the official funeral band at Arlington Cemetery?
I was in a band when the iconic Black Jack was there. Black Jack was a horse that had to be 100 years old. The last time Black Jack performed is at President Kennedy's funeral. If you saw the riderless horse with the spurs turned backwards, mm-hmm. That was Black Jack. And I knew Black Jack well. When we played, it's called a dirge, which is old New Orleans tradition. When we played the dirge, Black Jack would just lower his head and start crying. But he was at every funeral.
Where were you when President Kennedy was killed, November 22nd, 1963?